whoa. Isn't this show supposed to be about quiet times? Well, it doesn't have to be boring.
What's up? How you doing out there? Doing awesome? I'm doing amazing. You probably in the December vibe, you know. It's one of those people keep on saying it's December vibe. You know, they're ready for festive season. Some people call it festive season, but with me, I call it, you know, I'm ready for Christmas, the day where we're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, and then after that we get ready for the brand new year, which is 2020, you know, and so forth. So you're probably out there and like, yeah, you know, I'm so ready for those awesome days out there, you know, Christmas Day and New Year's Day and so forth. So you're probably ready. Yes, be ready, because that's going to be an awesome time for you and all, and also for me, and also for Luando. Yeah. Otherwise, yeah, welcome to an awesome, amazing show called Quiet Times on Intensity. And you with myself, Wandile, aka Mr. Mawanza, and I'm here with Mr. Luandos.
Yeah, man. It's a good day. Yeah. It's chilled out there.
Yeah.
Though it has been raining a lot, and I heard some places of our province have been just flooded with water, but here we are, we're still doing well because the Lord has kept us. And we always say this is a place to be, a place where you get encouraged, because, you know, we have named our show Quiet Times, and the whole thing about quiet times, it's having your own specific time with God, a time that, you know, you have put in your schedule, saying, you know, are determined to spend time with God. So that's what this show is all about spending time with God. This is Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity with AK Mawanza and Luando.
Yeah, and you can catch our awesome, amazing shows on us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za, and you can catch all the amazing shows out there, from Intensity to the Car Show to Astronomy, all those type of shows that you would think they would be there. They are there on our awesome website. Just go there, www.activefm.co.za, and also don't forget to go visit us on our awesome Facebook page, forward slash at activefm777, and also don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram at activefm777. You know, there's this awesome, beautiful song. Yeah, this song is so beautiful. It just gives me goosebumps. I don't know if you know that song.
Kum 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 kum.
It's not that fast. Oh. It's a nice, beautiful, slow song. And do you wanna guess where it comes from?
One of the church albums.
Active Worship.
Mm-hmm.
And do you wanna guess more?
Exchange.
Okay, I don't know, he doesn't know the song. This song that is coming from our awesome Active Worship, from the new album called Inception, and the name of the song is Endless Victory.
Fix my eyes on your finished work. apart, I will worship from the root of my heart. It may rise as I reverse the curse. It's in time, Jesus. We put you first by your blood. I'm redeemed from all sin by your blood. Forever forgiven by your blood. I am cleansed every day by your blood. Justified before God because all you
the song, man. I have the song in my phone, Endless Victory, and it's very a powerful song. What made you to choose this song?
What really made me to choose the song, you know, there's a topic that we're speaking about it, but obviously I was watching this one movie and it just hit me about identity, and then someone in line, This song just came up in my mind that, you know what, this is a song that we're gonna play for this show, for today's show, and believe me, even you out there, probably you driving or probably you're sitting there eating your lunch, whatever you're doing, and you're listening to this show, and this song just came about onto the show, and you're like, wow, this song, wow. Wow, wow, wow. As it speaks about the five confessions of the blood, of what Jesus did and so forth, you know. It's really awesome. It's really amazing. And if you want to catch the whole album, just go on to iTunes and Spotify and you can catch all the album the whole album of Inception coming from Active Worship. And believe me, you'll love the album. Yeah. So, speaking about the topic that I was so like keen about, you know, it came from the weekend. And what happened during the weekend is that, you know, I was watching this awesome movie, né? Yes, this movie was released on the 23rd of August, but I only decided to watch it this December, this past weekend. And I was like, you know what, let me just watch this movie. I came from church. I just chose.
So always had a movie?
No, I didn't have the movie. Okay. Like, I only had it recently. But then this past weekend, I was like, you know what? When I come from church, I'll just watch this movie. Bam, I watched it. Mm. I wasn't expecting it to like hit me so badly. Like,
did you cry?
Like towards the end, I almost cried as the man died and all that. But
the man died. Are you serious?
Okay, I'm spoiling the fun for you. But it's just to give you an overview of this movie. Just to give you an overview of this movie. It's about high school basketball coach John Harrison and his team for face an uncertain future when their town's largest manufacturing plant shuts down unexpectedly. As hundreds of people move away, John reluctantly agrees to coach cross country, a sport he doesn't even like. His outlook soon changes when he meets Hannah Scott, an unlikely runner who pushes herself to the limit, inspired by the words and prayers of a new friend. John starts to train Hannah for the biggest race of her life. You know, with this girl, Hannah Scott, you know, she grew up not knowing their father. She thought that her father passed on because obviously she heard from her grandmother where her grandmother told her that, hey, your father passed away, your parents passed away and all that. And then she only knew her father through her coach who was coaching her with this sport, country. You know, do you know the sport country? It's almost like an athletics where they just run, you know, it's almost like athletics. Where they just run and all that. So now, this coach doesn't even like this country sport. He's used to basketball, but obviously there was issues there. There was issues where they're the big manufacturing plant shuts down. So therefore, they all move out. Therefore, he ends up losing the whole of his team and all that. So now, therefore, he decided to coach on a new sport, which is country. And he just found this girl just decided to just come approach the coach and, like, you know, he wants to join this country and all that. So therefore, he was only coaching her and all that. And she had a problem of asthma and all asthma attack and so forth. And nevertheless, that asthma didn't even stop her from joining country, because, you know, when you have asthma, you cannot run for long because your lungs might shut down and all that. But she didn't let that spot stop her from joining that. She decided to join and all that. And therefore this Hannah Scott, therefore, like, she ended up knowing her father through the coach, because coach told her that, hey, you have a daughter. I mean, you have a father who's obviously in the hospital. She didn't know that the father is in the hospital. She thought that, wait, my father passed on, until the coach told her that, wait, your father is alive. He's still alive and all that, you know. And there was a part where her father is Thomas Hill. He plays as the character of Thomas Hill in the Overcomer movie there. And there was a part where he decided to all of a sudden he challenged the coach. Like, obviously the coach accidentally went into his hospital ward where he was lying there, Thomas Hill. And Thomas Hill decided to challenge the coach. Was like obviously the coach was saying, I'm going to pray for you. And then he left. And then, therefore, 3 to 4 days later, he came back to Thomas Hill ward, and therefore Thomas Hill challenged him that, do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? And the coach was telling him, yeah, I'm a coach. I'm the coach as a country coach on at the school and all that, and Thomas Hill was like, no, do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? I like, wow. That's obviously the topic of the show. Do you know who you are? Do you literally know who you are? Do you know who you are? Yes, we'll be identifying ourselves as I'm a coach, I'm a principal, or I'm a programmer like me, or I'm a graphic designer as like Luando. No. Who are you? Who are you? So just to cut the movie short, therefore, Hannah Scott decided to go through the Bible. She read the Bible and she was reading the book of Ephesians. And that's where she knew who she is, by reading the book of Ephesians, where one of the parts was like, I'm redeemed through Christ Jesus. And he chose us. He chose us and so forth. And, you know, yeah, it's a powerful movie. And Through that, I ended up even also myself reading the book of Ephesians and just to know myself who I am. Mm. And I'm the son of Jesus Christ. And
we're moved.
Yeah, I was moved.
I can see it now.
And yeah, the movie was awesome and all that. You can also go out and go catch it out there and all that and watch it. It's a brilliant movie. It really touched me. But the question is, do you know who you are? Do you literally know who you are? Luando, do you know who you are?
Luando?
Yes, you can be saying Luando, do you know who you are?
Yeah, I know who I am. I think even the last show, we were also talking about identity. Yeah, man, I felt like I was watching the movie.
Yeah.
The way you were just explaining what was happening and all that, and how it just led to the main point about who you are. And since, you know, we're talking about a movie, just to encourage people, you know, especially in this holiday that we are in, December holiday, if you're just there and you don't know what to do, there are many great movies that have come out, faith-based movies. Mm. So you have like Overcomer, the one that Wandilo was talking about. The other one that we watched here at church was Indivisible, if I'm not mistaken. And it's a very nice movie, which is based on a true story. And it's also about, you know, a God, and also about family and a restoration at the same time. And you also have a movie called The Breakthrough. It's one of the greatest movies. I mean, we also looking up to watch. And there's also it's like a serious thing that they did based on Jesus' life. It's called The Chosen. I've actually watched one of the series where Mary Magdalene encountered Jesus. And I mean, I stopped there. I'm like, what's happening here? Because it was that radical. So just to encourage you that, you know, you can catch out some great movies out there. So we're talking about who you are. This is Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity, going on with who you are. That's one thing that's important, and we're more interested and, you know, helping people to find who they are in the Lord. So now, what's the specific verse that you have for this topic? I mean, okay, I think let's start with you. Who you are, aka Mwanza. I think you actually required to also tell us your full name, since people, they know you as aka Mwanza.
Who I am? I'm Wandile Agata. It's another surname where it's quite hard to pronounce with the English people, but then I'm Wandile Kagata.
Yeah.
And I'm the son of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, I'm redeemed through his blood. And he has chosen me. God has chosen me through Christ. He has chosen me. And I am predestined according to his plan. Mm-hmm. Conformity with his purpose of his will.
Mm-hmm. That's Ephesians chapter 1.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's who I am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Ephesians chapter 1. It's very an important verse. It's deep. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I can say or express how the verse is so deep. There are many things that you can get out of that. I was reading actually in the morning, and I think this was just one specific to us young men. It speaks to everyone. It speaks to children. It speaks to old men. It speaks to young men. It speaks to girls and boys. So, and this verse says, it's in the book of John, chapter 2. If I'm not mistaken, it's chapter 1. I might be wrong. I know I'm reading from verse 13, but it says, I'm not going to read the whole verse. I just want this sentence that I've underlined. It says, "And you young men, I am talking to you because you have won your battle with Satan." And I think that's very powerful. "And you young men, I am talking to you. You have won your battle with Satan." That means whatever war, whatever the enemy can be fighting and claiming against us, we have won. Whatever it is that is fighting for against a specific, you know, young man. And, you know, answering that question, who am I, thinking about that, you know, it's so easy to just think, you know, I know the answer. Who am I? Look, I'm Luando, there. Don't you know? You know my name. So why, AKMO, once you're asking me for who am I, you know? But, you know, a name is something that was given to you when you were already existing. So, again, that question remains. The name is the name of who you are. The question is who you are, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not an easy thing to answer. And I've come to know, sometimes it's like, I used to be like, yo, look, I'm a child of God. Because sometimes you just hear people saying, you know, I'm a child of God. Like, yeah, I'm a child of God. Yes, I am the child of God. But there's so much explanation around that point. What does it mean to be a child of God? You see, am I just saying I'm a child of God because the Bible says I'm a child of God? Have I experienced what the Bible is saying to me? Because it's not just about knowing, you know? But have I experienced what the Bible says to me? And, you know, one thing I'll give you, I'm a man. That's why I love that verse. That speaks about, you know, young man, you know, I'm talking to you because you have won your battle with Satan. Young man. I can say the first object being, before anything that causes us to not know who we are, it's actually Satan. You know, Satan replaces who we are with who he is. So that, you know, we're confused. We cannot find ourselves, you know. You grow up, you know, like, yeah, I'm just nothing. I was growing up and they told me I'm nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just a tzotzi. So a tzotzi, it's a thief. But, you know, when I know why Wanda is laughing. I know why AKMO once is laughing. Because, you know, when I was young in class and they would be asking kids, what do you want to be when you grow old? And the child would be like, you know, I want to be a tzotzi when I grow old. Like, eh? Because it looks like a cool thing because, you know, the way tzotzis, thieves, people who hijack cars and steal people's money, will break through people's houses. Yeah. What happened is that, you know, they portray as these people who have cash and cars and all that. Mm. People are like, yeah, that's a cool life. That's what I want. And, you know, we can have many ways to describe ourselves, but I love what John, the writer of the book of John, the disciple of Jesus, says, you young men, you young men, which means is pointing to you, is not saying specific your name, Wandile, AK Mawanza, Paul, Sizwe, whatever it is, John, Peter. No, it's just saying, you young men, you are a man. I am a man. That's who I am. I am a man. Who is a man? You sit down, you think about it. Who is a man? A man is God's kind. So you look at all the goats, look at all the elephants, you look at all the lions. They have their own kind after themselves.
Yeah.
You see, the trees, they have their own kind. Trees from certain trees come with fruits that have seeds, and those seeds, they're able to produce more other trees. You see what I'm saying? But I result from God. God produce me. I am after God. There's nothing else that comes after God but me as a man. So that's who I am. Who I am. That's who I am. I am a man. What is a man? Who is a man? A man is an explanation of God to all creation. A man is God's idea.
Yeah.
So now a man was created to do what? Because all the things that really describes who you are, it's your purpose.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are if you don't have purpose. one thing that brings value to who you are. I mean, I have a phone. Wandile has a phone. Mm. But you know, one thing that makes this phone so important and valuable to us, it's what it can do. Yeah. You know? And the phone is so important to you because of what it can do. Some of the phones, they have best features. So we actually buy them because of the best features. The same thing, I know who I am, but who I am has to describe what my purpose, but at the same time, my purpose responds to who I am. Man is God's idea. Man is God's kind. Man comes after God. There's nothing else that comes after God. What was man created to do? To have dominion. That means man is in charge. He's in charge of what? Of all the creation that God created. He's in charge of the birds in the sky. He's in charge of what? Of the fish in the sea, the crawling animals on earth. Today, even man through Christ is also in charge in heaven with Jesus, because the Bible says what you were saying in the book of Ephesians, that you know, we were raised with Christ. We were raised by Jesus with Christ, seated with Jesus in Jesus. Our position in heaven is who? Is Jesus. So Jesus himself, he is my identity. Jesus identifies me. That's why I cannot be saved by a bull that is sacrificed on the altar, or by a sheep, or by a goat. No, because that's not who I am. My standard, who I am, my value is far bigger than that. I can only be saved by God himself. So I know who I am. And now we need to understand, but it's not just knowledge. Because now I love how the book of Ephesians actually puts the whole thing around and explains the whole thing, speaking about, you know, praise be to the Father, the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ, because we are in heavenly realm, because we are united with Christ. And he speaks about, you know, he chose us before the creation of the world. He chose us in who? In Christ, in him, you know, to be blameless and without fault before his sight. And he speaks about, you know, in love, he predestined us for what? For adoption into sonship. So that means I am what? The son. And then it says, in accordance with what? With pleasure and his will, to the glorious grace of what? Of God. Of his praise. To the glorious grace of what? Of God's praise. And then it goes on, speaking about, you know, Christ, what Wandile was speaking about, the mystery of God's will, purpose in Jesus, speaking about things being brought under the feet of Jesus, us being redeemed and our eyes being opened to have full revelation of who Jesus is, and exceeding greatness, power of God towards us believers that raised Christ. And you know, everything was placed under Jesus' feet, and Jesus was appointed above everything for the benefit of the church. And it goes on to speak about, you know, we were all sinners. That's chapter 2 speaks about we were all sinners and we were raised with Christ, and you know, God did that so that he can point out to the on us when in the coming age, stuff like that. And goes on, you know, speaking about, you know, to be grounded in the love of God, speaking about, you know, staying away from the things of the world, loving other people. And then it goes on, you know, to speak about family, how to treat our brothers. It goes on to speak about family, how as a wife you need to submit, and how as a man you need to lay down your life for what? For your wife, as much as Christ did for the church. You see what I'm saying? And then it goes on to speak about the armor of God. But my point is that it's not just who am I, knowing the knowledge and all that, but it's who am I affecting how I'm living at home. It's who am I being applied at home. It's who am I in the Lord being applied at home, at work, wherever I am. It's very important. And that means most of us, we know who we are, but we don't apply who we are according to the Lord where we are. So we always produce and do things that they don't really, really, you know, present our identity. And, you know, when we apply who we are in the Lord, glory always rises to the Lord. At work, the Bible speaks about, you know, working as unto the Lord. So that's what now needs to happen. Because it's great that you know who you are, but guess what? In who you are, there's so much. That means you full, who you are in the Lord is full of great things, of great works, of great actions. Again, don't forget, this is our show, Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity with AKA Mawanza and Luando.
Hi, this is Sean from Rapid Trade and you're listening to Active FM.
Distant from the drama and just trying to treat my wife nice. Hustling full of goals, diamonds in the rough. Feeling pressure but we still shine. Finna come up and I felt them hard burdens of them lonely days. No pot to pee in, broken need and bay. I'm in peace in the struggle, calm under pressure. Accustomed to the tussle, it just made me stronger. Reasons why I celebrate the king. He died for my sins. I'm humble to esteem, blessed to be a chosen vessel. This world can't hold me. Jehovah Jireh got me, so these junkers can't clone me. Blessed to be alive, y'all. Could've died to old me. That would've been a tragedy. These words would've had a cease. Would've been a casualty. And yo, I was sinning deep, breaking God's heart. That's why I'm grateful that I'm set free.
I've been through some things in this life of mine. Felt I couldn't win till Christ came in my life. Had a rough start, losing double time. But then I came back and went to overtime. I felt I couldn't win till Christ came in my life. And then I came back and went to overtime.
I was dealt. I was the Michael's been dead, homie, broken off the shelf. And I don't gotta rap like everybody else. I'm clearly something different, boy, banking on myself. Listen, trusting in the king, humbled by the chosen one, walking with the truth. So I listen to the chosen son. These bars are anointed, I ain't the only one, but shouldn't be ignored like a crook with a loaded gun. Grateful for the air that I breathe, the skin that I'm in, boy, the fact I really need. When them times get hard, I just bow on my knees. No longer looking for trees to get high when feeling grief. No longer pouring up Henny or swigging the OE. I'm set now, boy, not slurring off codeine. Not hanging hard with thugs or ducking the police. Not running from my past, I face it with God's peace.
I've been through some things in this life of mine. Felt I couldn't win till Christ came in my life. Had a rough start, losing double time. But then I came back and went to overtime. I felt I couldn't win till Christ came in my life. And then I came back and went to overtime.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah, I am the bomb.
Let's just say I heard the truth.
Yeah, so we were speaking about who are you?
You, yeah.
Who are you? You're probably asking yourself, who am I? What do I do? Or what? Who are you? Do you know who you are? Well, let me tell you something. You just need to go through the Bible of the book of Ephesians. And like, obviously, it's like for instance, the movie when I was watching Overcomer with Hannah Scott. Obviously, she was being advised by the principal to go through Ephesians. And when Hannah Scott went through Ephesians, out of the bloom, she realized that, wait, is this who I am? By reading the book of Ephesians. And from reading there, she became like, because before reading, she didn't know who she was. She literally didn't know who she was. She felt like she wasn't feeling good. She wasn't feeling happy and all that. And she wasn't feeling happy and all that, you know, until she read the book of Ephesians. And there she was, like, after reading and reading, she a smile just came on her face because she realized who she was, who she is. You know, she's a child of God, and she knows that she's been chosen. She knows that she's been redeemed. She knows that through Christ I am redeemed. Therefore, she is redeemed and all that. Then, do you know who you are? Do you literally know who you are? You know. So I'm just gonna end with a prayer, and I just want you to agree with my prayer, and yeah, may God be with you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ, Lord, for this awesome show. Thank you, Lord. I pray for awesome people out there, Lord, that will be having their awesome holidays out there this December. May you be with them, and I pray that they know who they are in their life. They know their identity, Lord. They know who they are through their lives, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. You're an awesome God, everything, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we pray. Amen.
Man.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you for listening to an amazing show called Quiet Time on Intensity with Wandile, aka Mr. Mwanza and Mr. Luandos. Don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za, and also don't forget to visit us on our awesome Facebook page /ActiveFM247/ActiveFM247, and also don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram @ActiveFM247@ActiveFM247, and also don't forget to go on YouTube. Somewhere in the line, we have our podcasting shows that we broadcast every now and again on Fridays. So just go to Active TV and you can catch all the Active FM shows that have been broadcasted live on from our YouTube page and so forth. Otherwise, myself, Wandile, Mr. Mwanza, and Mr. Luandos, we are signing out. Peace out and God bless.
Christ music is hot music.
Activism. Christ music is hot music.
Existence is immortal life and earth. Thank you.